I'll shout hallelujah every day.
Through Jesus, we can be liberated. Hallelujah. Child of God, it's Friday and it's that covenant program for healing. Welcome to Hallelujah Everyday Podcast. I'm that voice by the corner speaking the word of salvation, your friend and host, Pastor Leke Toba. However your time zone, it's the same God and his word remains the same. Child of God, get ready, faith item, water, and when it is time to pray, lift it up for prayer. Adam and Eve never knew sickness or disease until they sold out to the devil. And man has known sickness and disease ever since. Many people have need for healing. For some, it's emotional. Some, it's healing in the body organs. Some, it's healing in relationships. Child of God, however the healing you need, God is faithful all the way. You may ask, is it my type he will heal? Does he care about me? I have been seeking his face for healing. You may even wonder, does God really exist? However your thought or opinion, child of God, Jesus has many reasons to heal you. Believe it today, believe it tomorrow. Never make the mistake of going by your feelings. Go rather by faith in the word of God. God has many reasons to heal you. Number one, he has compassion towards all. Lamentation 3:22-23 says, through the Lord's mercies we are not consumed, because his compassion never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Hallelujah. Romans 9:15-16 says, for he says to Moses, I'll have mercy on whom I'll have mercy, and I'll have compassion on whomever I'll have compassion. So then it is not of him who wills, nor of him who runs, but of God who shows mercy. Child of God, he will heal all who come to him in faith, or who believe the promises of healing as found in the word of God Almighty. Just as he healed those who came to him when he was here on earth in bodily form. Bible says, and Jesus moved with compassion, put forth his hand and touched him and said unto him, be thou clean. That is Mark 1 and verse 41. Listen to me, child of God. When the leper knelt before Christ seeking to be made whole, Christ healed him. No longer an outcast, no longer a leper, the man became free. Hallelujah. We find in the book of Matthew chapter 14 and verse 14, and Jesus saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion towards them, and he healed their sick. As I said earlier on, compassion is one thing that Jesus has towards everyone. Number two, healing is the bread of the children of God. It is your redemptive right to be healed. I repeat, it is your redemptive right to be healed. Number three, Jesus will go all the way to heal you for the fulfillment of prophecy. In the book of Isaiah 53 verse 4 through 5, Bible says, surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. Hallelujah. With the stripes of Jesus, we are healed. Child of God, just as salvation for the soul is in the atonement, healing for the body is also found in the atonement. The atonement includes healing for soul, mind, and body. Understand that it cost heaven so much to deliver mankind and to reconcile us with God. Jesus paid that ultimate price for you and I to be healed. Listen, number four, Jesus will heal you so that the Father's glory will be revealed. Bible says in Matthew 15, verse 30 and 31, and he healed them insomuch that the multitude wondered when they saw the dumb to speak, the maimed to behold, the lame to walk, and the blind to see, and they glorified the God of Israel. Hallelujah. Remember, he will heal you so that the glory of the Father will be revealed. Child of God, if there ever were a time when people needed to see the glory of the Lord, it is now. I repeat, it is now. Our God is mighty and great. No power can stand before the Lord. Is the healer, is the great one, the mighty one, our redeemer, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Rohi. All things are possible with him. As God shows his great glory by performing miracles, souls will be brought to the Lord. Hallelujah. Number five, why will Jesus heal you? Jesus will heal you because it is proving his mission on earth. Remember, Jesus went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil. People still need that proof that Jesus is a healer. There are many who do not believe Jesus to be the divine Son of God, born of a virgin. In the book of John 10, verse 37 and 38, he said, "If I do not the work of my Father, believe me not. But if I do, though you believe not me, believe the works, that you may know and believe that the Father is in me and I in him." Sixth reason why Jesus will heal you. Jesus will heal for the fulfillment of the scriptures as it is written. Jesus will also heal you. Number seven reason, for the destruction of the works of the devil. Remember, Jesus came to set the captives free. As a matter of fact, Acts chapter 10 verse 38 says, "How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him." Hallelujah. Now, child of God, having said that, let us pray. Lift up the mantle, the sachet, the bottle of water, and any faith item that you have with you. If you have a prayer request, also lift it up as we pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I decree as your servant, let the blood of Jesus that pleads better things than the blood of Abel, Father, let that blood flow over every request that is brought in this podcast, in the name of Jesus. Every request that is brought by faith in this episode of the podcast, I lean upon the Holy Spirit, our ever-present help, and I decree in the name of Jesus, let solution come upon everyone that is shouting amen, in the name of Jesus. I command all faith items, the mantle, the water that is lifted, receive power, receive power, receive power. Become instrument for healing in the name of Jesus. Become instrument for healing in the name of Jesus. Let the river of living water, the Holy Spirit, the blood of Jesus, envelop these items in the name of Jesus. Let healing take over. Healing in the womb, healing in organs, healing in every department of the body that needs a second touch. Healing in marriage, healing that is spiritual, physical healing. Let there be a second touch in any aspect of any life that need it in the name of Jesus. By the power in the name of Jesus, I decree every legal ground of darkness over your life, let it be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus overturn them all in the name of Jesus. Let deliverance take place. I plead the blood of Jesus upon your matter in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus upon your life in the name of Jesus. Any life that is under attack of stroke, I repeat, any life that is connecting under the attack of stroke, I plead the blood of Jesus upon them in the name of Jesus. Let the attack be uprooted, be uprooted, be uprooted, and let it backfire to sender in the name of Jesus. I dip you all and your prayer requests into the pool of the blood of Jesus, and I declare that you are made whole in the name of the Father. You are healed in the name of the Son. You are healed in the name of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Child of God, use the faith item. Drink of the water, wash the affected part. You could use it to cook if you want the water, or you could use it to bathe. Whatever you want to use it for, also for drinking. And I decree that the healing is complete in Jesus' name. As long as the sun remains and as long as the heavens remain, this year you will see joy, you will see peace. It will be open doors for you, open heavens in the mighty name of Jesus. For long overdue visitations, receive triple portion of reward and testimony in the name of Jesus. The wisdom to stand out and be number one of choice, receive it in the name of Jesus. You will hear good, you will see good, you will receive good. I cover all that concerns you with the blood of Jesus, and I declare that you are blessed in Jesus' name. Child of God, be part of the vigil tonight by 11:30 p.m. Hallelujah. Every day we'll be streaming live on YouTube, Facebook, and of course our website. And of course this time around we'll also be streaming on Instagram. Connect with our pages and God bless you as you do so. Please remember to share the links with as many as possible to be part of this stream tonight. It's every Friday we'll be meeting. Before we bring the stream to a close, I declare happy birthday to all celebrants born on this date, and of course congratulations to those having their wedding anniversary today. I also use the opportunity to reach out to those who lost loved ones and those who are facing one scenario or the other. Heaven strengthen you, heaven compensate you, heaven do a new thing in your life in the name of Jesus. For those having their birthdays, God bless you richly and make His glory shine on you. We trust God to bring many better testimonies into our lives in the name of Jesus. God bless you in Jesus' name. Child of God, deeper dimensions God will give us as revelations this year as we go through this podcast. Please keep sharing the podcast to keep the knowledge of God's word alive for many. Remember, it's all about the gospel of Jesus, touching lives for a positive impact and change. We never take your time for granted. We sincerely value your feedback. Have a wonderful day. In the name of the Father, the name of the Son, the name of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name, amen. Remember, 11:30 p.m. tonight, glory to God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah.
Connect Hallelujah every day with Pastor Leke Toba on WhatsApp and WeChat or call +234 8067 013 664. Or +234 8023319436. Follow, like, and subscribe on Facebook, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, and lots more. Have a great day. And remember, God's miracles await you every day in Jesus' name.